Welcome home, Astro Truth Seekers. This is the Fortnightly Astrology with Fiona Edgar and Craig Simpson of Radiant Creators. Fiona Edgar can be found at fionaedgar.com, fionaedgar.com. So let's get right to it. What do the stars look like this fortnight? And I believe we're starting this January 30th.
Yes, we are. So the big news is that Mercury, that old trickster Mercury, just went retrograde a couple of hours ago. And so it's in Aquarius, Mercury retrograde in Aquarius. So first of all, it kind of symbolizes the ongoing war on information that we're dealing with, this, you know, kind of social media stuff. It's quite important because this is the first Mercury retrograde in an air sign that started in an air sign since 2015. So this year, all of the Mercury retrogrades start in air signs. Air symbolizes the mind, your communication, how you think, how you process information, what kind of information are we receiving? Is it the truth? Is it a lie? So we also may experience some issues with the internet, because the sign of Aquarius is connected to the internet. We, of course, have to watch out for the usual Mercury retrograde slip-ups. So communication issues, just stuff not flowing between you and, you know, anyone else. You could be dealing with difficult people, rebellious people. There could be some arguments because Uranus is the planet of rebellion. It's a non-conformist planet. Aquarius is a fixed sign, so the fixed signs can be super stubborn. I have a fixed grand cross in my own chart, so I'm like the most stubborn person ever. So just realize that before you enter into any conflict with others. Please be careful about the information that you're receiving at this time, because it's likely that, you know, there's something that's not correct about it. So Mercury goes direct on February 20th. Of course, we have that troublesome shadow period for about a week afterwards. I personally only ever notice it for about a week. That's Mercury retrograde. The next major aspect that we have occurs on February 1st. The sun in Aquarius is in square to Mars. That's a bit of a feisty day. We may see potentially some violence, because Mars is the planet of warfare. You know, there could be more of those uprisings that we're seeing across the world, especially in Europe. I think Denmark, France, the Netherlands, and a few other places have been kind of rebelling against the quarantine. Just one thing I forgot to mention there about the Mercury retrograde is that it's actually going retro really close to the moon in the chart of the USA. So I know you guys are experiencing some issues over there, to put it lightly. At the moment, I don't want to go too far into that because YouTube are censoring me. I've already been permanently banned from Facebook. So if anyone wants to follow me, I'm on Telegram now. Just search for Fiona Edgar Astrologer and you'll find my channel. So also on the same day, Venus, the planet of love and beauty and pleasure, enters Aquarius. So this is Aquarius season. What does this mean? Well, first of all, on an everyday level, your friends become super important to you. You'll get pleasure from hanging out with your friends, groups of people, your tribe. You may become lovers with someone that you are friends with. It really depends on where it falls in your chart. The next major aspect that we have is, the next one is on the 5th of February. The sun is in trine to the karmic north node. This is a good day for your focus on where you want to go in life. And you may get some clarity on issues. You may get an idea about something that you want to do in the future. It's important to realize that even though we are under such heavy restrictions at the moment, you can still plan in the future. You can still, you know, come up with ideas to improve your life. It's also quite a spiritual day. If you want to meditate, you may get some good ideas that pop into your head from the universe. The following day, February 6th, we have two aspects. Venus is conjunct Saturn. This can be like a sobering problem that occurs briefly in a relationship. It's kind of a cold aspect. So maybe there's not enough romance going on, or you kind of feel like, you know, your love life is just a bit stagnant on that day, but it's a very fleeting aspect. So it's nothing to worry about. Venus also makes a lovely sextile to Chiron, the wounded healer, on the same day. So even if you do have some relationships on that day, you may, it probably leads to a greater sense of healing between you. Or maybe you're not in a relationship and it's a day for contemplation, maybe thinking about your past experiences in love, what went wrong, and how you can improve upon that. On the 7th of February, Venus squares Uranus. So Venus is getting a bit of a hammering there. When Venus squares Uranus, unexpected events can hit your relationships. It doesn't have to be bad. Okay, this can literally mean that someone, you know, you find someone out of the blue, you start talking to someone on the internet because Uranus is connected to the internet. It's just something that you weren't expecting. The next day on February 8th, the sun is conjunct Mercury at 20 degrees of Aquarius. This is a day of communication, being busy. The phone is ringing. You've got like 50 emails to reply to. You want to talk, you want your voice to be heard on a global level. You know, there could be some important news on that day, especially in terms of the US, because, you know, it's quite close to the moon in the US chart. So on the 9th of February, we have a super cool aspect, which honestly, in a lot of ways, is the savior of the entire year. Saturn is in sextile to Chiron. So this happens three times this year, February 24th of June, and then the 27th of November. Saturn is basically the control system that we're kind of dealing with at the moment, the lack of freedom, restrictions, also all of the weird AI stuff, because Aquarius is connected to that kind of sci-fi shit that we're seeing, like robots and, you know, phones listening to us and that kind of thing. So Chiron in Aries is really, it's representing the spirit of the people rising. And Chiron is really connected to ancient wisdom, ancient practices that were very common a long time ago, but we kind of dismiss them now, like astrology, energy healing, writing, poetry, natural medicine, all of those good things. So when Chiron is in Aries, as it will be for the next couple of years, it can bring about, of course, warfare and violence, because Aries is connected to the warrior. But we ourselves, that kind of warrior energy is starting to be ignited within all of us. I think that people have got to the point where they've just have had enough. So this is going to continue. We have that sextile all year. I don't think that everyone is going to lay down and take what is happening. Not by any means. So the following day, Mercury is in square to Mars. Mercury, the communication planet, clashing with Mars, the warrior. So obviously this could be like an argument, just like crosswords that you have with someone. And just be careful what you say on that day, because you know, Mercury is retrograde, and just things may come out a little bit wonky, and you may get yourself into a bit of conflict that you really didn't mean to. So on the 11th of February, Mercury is trying the North Node, the karmic North Node. Good day for communication. Good day for maybe working some issues through if you did have that conflict the previous day. It's a good day for writing, for speaking. Also on the same day, Venus is conjunct Jupiter and we have a new moon in Aquarius. So the Venus-Jupiter conjunction is obviously really beneficial. Jupiter is known as the great benefic. he's like the opposite of Saturn. So he's all about joy, abundance, the bigger picture, philosophy, spirituality, higher learning. So that energy is going to be present in this new moon. Okay. So over the next couple of weeks, you may have a new beginning in terms of a relationship. You can start a new relationship. You can start a new phase within your relationship. And obviously everything to do with Aquarius, which would be friends, groups. Who is your what is your identity? What is your place within a group? Maybe you don't feel like you fit in anywhere. You know, I say that quite a lot, but if you're a Chiron person, you're only going to be able to relate to other Chiron people. So those are the people that have been wounded. You know, maybe they had a difficult childhood, but then they grow up and they start to heal themselves through all of these alternative practices. A couple of days afterwards, Mercury is conjunct Venus. So again, a beautiful kind of loving aspect. Words will be flowing nicely. And you could have a great conversation with, you know, someone that you care about. So the next aspects are all on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. Mars is sextile Neptune. This is a very soft aspect. However, it can be highly spiritual. Mars is the planet of action. How do you apply your energy? Neptune is that kind of spiritual energy coming in. It's a good day for yoga. It's a good day for maybe taking a walk through nature, any kind of spiritual practice, meditation, etc. Venus is trying the North Node on that day. If you heard that noise, by the way, that was my cat. My cat just meowed in the background there. I'm not sure if you heard that. So Venus, the planet of love and beauty, she's making a lovely trine to the North Node. Your relationships are going well. Maybe you've met someone and you know, you kind of feel drawn to that person. Do I know them? Have I met them before? Mercury is conjunct Jupiter. So communication planets conjunct the great benefic. Yes, this is definitely a good day. So if you're able to go out and do stuff on Valentine's Day, awesome. For those of us that will be stuck indoors, not so awesome, but you can still use your imagination. You have a romantic dinner, just read some poetry, whatever. So on the 17th of February, Saturn is in square to Uranus. This is the first of three. So we've got this kind of spaced out throughout the year. This is basically the control system versus freedom, rebellions, uprisings, law and order versus chaos, your comfort zone kind of being, you know, being destroyed here because of everything that's going on. It's also present in the astrology of a number of financial crises. Yeah, it was present in the astrology of the Great American Depression and also in the 2007-2008 global financial crisis. So, you know, it's not a good aspect. There's nothing really good to say about it other than Uranus is not going to take it lying down. As more and more people become aware of exactly what we're dealing with here, that yeah, well, if you know, you know, you don't need me to say it. So I'm going to end on the 18th of February. The sun starts its journey through Pisces. This can be a more kind of romantic, dreamy energy than the kind of chaotic energy of Aquarius. You will feel more spiritual. Your dreams may become more intense. You just feel like becoming more reclusive, I guess, and just spending more time on your own. The kind of downside to this is that Pisces is connected to viruses and misinformation. So that will be an overdrive during Pisces season. That's pretty much it. Loads of Uranus and Aquarius and Venus. It's a bit of a, you know, the next fortnight is going to be pretty up and down, but just ride the storm and you'll be okay.
I like it. Wow. Very, 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 very well put. And you mentioned your Telegram channel, and definitely people sign up, hop on Telegram if you're not, It's where all the cool kids are now. Fiona's Telegram is great because she does do just about daily updates. And yeah. It's nice because you can do little voice clips there. So you can just listen to them while you're on the go. And comments work there. So that can be kind of a challenge to get working with Telegram. Fiona got the comments working. So it's an interactive community. So it's definitely worthwhile checking that out. Well, I'm looking forward to the 14th. That sounds fun. Good time to start new adventures. And the 17th, well, bring on the pain. You can't hurt us anymore. You've taken everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So bring it on the 17th. Well, you've got cards for this fortnight.
I have. And you know what? The cards are actually really good. Oh. So yeah, I put the Six of Wands, which is obviously a card that is connected to a victory, overcoming something, rising above a situation springs to mind. So, you know, maybe some less evolved person is trying to draw you into some drama that tends to happen during Mercury retrograde. So you can just simply rise above it, refuse to engage. You know, globally, it is a good sign. I know things look absolutely terrible right now. And, you know, a lot of folks are feeling hopeless. But just hang in there. You know, I think that we'll be okay. Eventually, we will get through this somehow. So the next card is the Chariot. And the Chariot is all about, first of all, finding a balance between two different forces. So if we look at the Saturn Uranus aspect, it's kind of symbolic of that. Saturn says stop, and then Uranus says go. But you have to find some kind of balance in between that. It's also a card that's connected to Cancer, the sign of Cancer. So like we always say, use your intuition, use discernment. You may make some progress. After the retrograde is over, you may have a breakthrough, you know, of sorts. The last card is the Magician, which I love. I actually really love this card. And it can represent, obviously, if you're into the occult or you're practicing magic or doing rituals, it's kind of it's bringing that up. But it's also about someone that is using this chaos, using the energy of the chaos to kind of create something new. And the guy on the card, I'm not using the Rider-Waite deck, it's like a different deck. It's a pharaoh, and he has like a pyramid coming out of his third eye. And the sense that I get from him is that he is just so peaceful within himself because he's so sure of himself and his own abilities. There's chaos kind of happening around him, but he's really centered and grounded there. And he's actually using the forces of chaos to his advantage. So anyone that's into magic will be able to, to use that. I've been doing loads of magic recently. It's one of the things that you can do that, they can't control. And that's why they tried to exterminate, you know, magic and paganism, witchcraft. Wise women, wise men, is because they don't want anyone to have that control. I've been working a lot with bind dreams recently, and they just work so well for me because my heritage, my genetic heritage, is all Scandinavian and Irish. So get into that. Just because you're locked at home doesn't mean that you can't create stuff. So yeah, overall, pretty good breakthroughs. You know, stuff just not being as bad as you think. You're not as powerless as you think you are.
100%. And those are great cards. I like that. Victory, Chariot, and Magician. Those mm-hmm. are good. Those are some of my favorites, of course, too. So, it is a great time to be ignoring the world a little bit and working on our own inner power and create and doing magic for sure. Well, you know, for cosmic weather, I would just note one short thing. And that is a great a couple lines from Rumi. And this is something that I've been thinking about. So he says, outside the freezing desert night, this other night inside grows warm, kindling. Let the landscape be covered with thorny crust. We have a soft garden in here. The continents blasted, cities and little towns, everything become a scorched, blackened ball. The news we hear is full of grief for that future, but the real news inside here is that there's no news at all. So, you know, when Rumi was around, it was definitely a difficult time also, and they had, you know, disaster just around the corner, supposedly, but that was his thing, the tent, the inner tent, you know, go within, and that's where the power and the peace is, and just do your mission, and there really is no new news. All the world might be crazy right now, but who cares? It's got nothing to do with us anyway. So that's my cosmic weather.
That was beautiful. Yeah, I really liked that. And it was a lot like, you know, the image on my tarot card here of the magician.
I can see it, yeah. I can see that. Well, yeah, that's really this fortnight, you know, be your own magician. That's ultimately what you're here for. Mm-hmm. Just got to remember that and don't be concerned with the mess.
Yeah, because we're all magicians. We all have a part to play in this world that we live in. We are much more powerful than we know. The magician is a card of manifesting. So yeah. If you're caught up in that fear or, you know, panic, and it's real easy to get drawn into that, just disengage from that, really focus, because they know that. They know that collectively humanity has the ability to manifest. We can change our reality by, you know, magic or even just the way that we think. And I know that sometimes it's easier said than done. But like we always say, make a vision board, you know, print some stuff out. What do you want to create for your future? Stop watching the TV. Stop watching the news, because TV is actually a form of magic. You know, they get us to manifest these horrible scenarios a lot quicker when we're focusing all of our energy onto them.
Yes. And I have to remember that a lot of those memes that we see, even though they are oftentimes funny, they can be a form of black magic that's been put out there by dark sorcerers, you know? So, yeah. You know, I love a funny, you know, Biden meme as much as anybody else, but I'm not, but it might be a dark sigil. So we have to be careful about that. You know, this is a great fortnight to practice that, where there is no news out there. Yeah, I mean, no, there's news out there, but it's silly. There's no new news in here. And I'll cultivate this and create from this spot, you know, because we can individually, you know, we can create a great thing for ourselves, even while, you know, society is falling apart. And actually that even makes it easier. It loosens things up for us. Well, I got to run. This has been perfect. I think we got it just in perfect time. Any closing thoughts?
Not really. Just stay calm, stay focused. Don't lose your shit. Stay away from the news. And yeah, follow me on Telegram. You know, like you say, I'm making those voice clips on there every morning.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. This is a Mercury retrograde podcast, so you'll have to excuse us.
Everyone, yeah, exactly. It's always going to be the lag is perfectly timed where you talk over each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, it's perfect. And definitely hop on Fiona's Telegram, because really it's an interactive experience, and she's putting out content every day. Fun links, informational links, but also, I mean, there's almost every day there's a voice update, and that's just a great way to get your astrology on the go. It's good to go. So I'm there. Hope to see everybody else there. Fiona, it's been amazing. I will see you next fortnight.
See you then. Thanks, okay. Craig.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
All right, over here now.